John Mao, MOW, JONJONN, Malicious J32165, please address this letter to Dr. Rakawa. Dear Rakawa, this is a follow-up on Mrs. Mao's call. She is 72, related to that I've seen for elevated platelets. She has had an episode of TIA and was in the hospital in November of 2012. At that time, her platelets were elevated as well. The white count here was 14.2. Platelets were 875,000. Serum protein lactoferrin shows IgG monoclonal protein. LDH was elevated mildly, 222. ANA negative, uric acid was 4.6. Calcium and creatinine was normal. We did a bone marrow aspiration biopsy. We showed essential thrombocythemia, marked megakaryocytic hyperplasia, JAK2 positive. Cytogenetics and FISH were normal, including translocation 922. Patient is extremely nervous and anxious and feels very cold, jittery, and cold, and has any headache, visual complaints. She's taking aspirin. Impression, essential, atragophysin, physically relevant of impression, essential thrombocythemia, JAK2 positive. Number 2 is TIA. Number 3, IgG monoclonal protein plan. CBC plan. We'll discuss at length with patient 30 minutes face-to-face about the diagnosis, prognosis, and the fact that she's at high incidence of TIs and strokes. We'll start on hydroxyurea, 500 BID. Side effects discussed with the patient. We'll repeat CBC in 10 days and try to get her platelet count less than 400,000. Period. In the meantime, she will continue baby aspirin every day. I do push a test on CBC and GU decision 126 for team.